Is Daf Nun Hey. So we're still on this topic of Hektish, not easy stuff. Hektish being Mischal B'Shogig versus Mezid, Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Yehuda. So a lot going on here. We're almost towards the end of the Sugya. So the Gemara on the very top of Nun Hey and Aleph quotes a Mishnah. The Mishnah appears in Maseches Shkalim. Tinan Hasam. The Mishnah there says, Behema Shenim Tseis in the Yushalayim L'Migdal Eder. If you find an animal somewhere between the radius of Yushalayim to Migdal Eder, I'm not sure exactly where it was, in that entire radius. So then you have to make the following assumptions. Ukumidas l'charuach, and that same radius for the entire area, l'charuach zecharim olos nekevos zivche shlamim. So any male animals that you might find are going to be brought as an ola, and any nekevos are going to be brought as shlamim. Now the klal is as follows, based on this psukim in Vayikra, that olos only come from a male animal, a zachar. Chatas only comes from a nekeva. And shlamim comes from both zachar and nekeva. So any male animals you have, you assume it's an ola. Any nekevos that you have, you assume it's a shlamim. Because nekevos can't be an ola. Why not a chatas? So we'll see later on Amud Beis why not a chatas. But pashas is chatas, people don't lose chatas, is they're going to bring their chatas. But Gemara will address all those questions about why not a chatas. But for now, since a nekeva can't be an ola, has to therefore be a shlamim. If you find a male animal, we assume it's an ola. So the Gemara says, why do we assume that male animal is an ola? We said before that ela zacharim olosu dehavu, zivchei shlamim lohavu. We said a male animal could also be a shlamim. So maybe it should be assumed to be a shlamim. So the Gemara says as follows. Amar Rabbi Oshaya, hacha beba lachov b'demei maskinim. We're talking about a person who wants to, he finds an animal, and it's safe to assume that if it's within this radius from Yerushalayim, it most came from an animal that was supposed to be a hektish, that was already a hektish, and it ran away somehow. So you want to play it safe, you want to make sure that this animal gets to the right place, and therefore he's trying to find out what to do with the animal. So Halchi Kamar, he says as follows, Chayshinan Shema Olos, we're concerned it might be an Ola. Meaning if it's a Nekeva, we only assume it's a Shlamim. Because a nekeva cannot be an ola. It has to be a shlamim. But if it's a zachar, then we have to assume it might also be an ola. It might be a shlamim. It might be an ola. So what's he trying to do? So he has to now take this animal that has kedusha, possible kedusha, and he has to make a tanai, and he has to redeem it onto money, and use some money for ola and some money for shlamim, and make a tanai. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says... Exactly the point, right. Let's read a little bit more in Gemara, then we'll read through Rashi. And this also must be Rabbi Meir, he damar hektesh b'mezin mischala. I'm allowed to intentionally take hektesh and mischala that into something else. Because I don't want this animal, this cow walking around that might be hektesh, so I'd rather just redeem it onto something else, be mischala it onto something else, money or other animals, and bring those other animals as karbanos in order to save this animal from being a chulin animal now. Now that can only work to Rabbi Meir, who allows you to be mezid, be mischalal hektish. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't think you can be mischalal hektish, be mezid. It wouldn't work for Rabbi Yehuda. This only works for Rabbi Meir. So let's just look at Rashi just to get this a little bit better. Rashi, four narrow lines down. Amar Rabbi Oshaya beba lachov b'demeim askinim. He's coming to take care of this animal. Kolomar, ihi is this animal vadai lo karva. This animal certainly wasn't brought as a karban. V'hachi kamar. Imba adam zelasos latakana. If an animal comes along and wants to make a fix and deal with this animal, ubalakabel alatsmo chov kol demeha, and this is a guy, a very generous guy, he's willing to take upon himself this chov. I'll ensure that this animal, I'll pay out of pocket, ensure that this animal is taken care of. Shubasafik, we don't know the status of this animal. Ulotzil chulin, I want to make sure this animal is certainly going to be chulin, so it doesn't get involved in anything that it shouldn't get involved in. Ulahakdish es demeha. So that's what he's going on here. So he says as follows. He says, if the animal is a... go to the next Rashi for a second. Via Rabbi Meir, he damar d'masnisin hektesh b'mezim mischal. Rabbi Meir is the one who allows you to intentionally redeem hektesh. V'yachol zeh lahotzin l'chulun, and you could remove the kedusha from the animal to make it chulun. V'tafsu hadamim b'kedushasim. Now the money is going to hold on to the kedusha from the animal. It transfers from the animal to the money. Vayde tanai, but he has to make the following stipulation and say, Yavi shnei damim, he has to bring two piles of money. Echel ola v'echel shlamim. One pile of money is going to go for ola, and one's going to go for shlamim. And Yomar, and he says as follows. Im al olahi harhei mischal alazu. If this animal was initially an ola, because it's a male animal, it might have been an ola. So that's going to be mischal in this pile of money that I'm going to use to buy an ola. Vasheni, the second pile of money, yehi shalmi nedava, I'm going to buy a shlamim, but that's a shalmi nedava. It's a voluntary shlamim I'm going to bring. And make the other tonight. Vim shlamim, if this animal in front of me is a shlamim, harehi michulat al shem shlam. It's going to be on this pile of money that's going to be used for the shlamim. And the other pile of money, hasheni, will be linidvas ola, will be a voluntary ola that I'm going to bring. And that's the tonight that this person makes, that he wants to create in order to ensure that this animal, is mischal, loses its kedusha. Fine. So the Gemara now says, wait a second.
What's the problem? You have to be mechal. Why can't you? To me, it's like already. You have to have this whole process first.
So the Gemara is going to discuss, you can't just be mischalel a tamim animal. It has to be a mum first.
Right.
So right now, the Gemara hasn't addressed that just yet. Uh-huh. But what happens, again, just to review, a guy's walking and he sees the animal within that radius.
Right.
So maybe this animal's from the Beis HaMikdash. I have no idea. There's no sign. There's no tag. So he wants to play it safe. It's a very generous guy. Wants the best. He's a yasher guy. I don't want an animal that's hectic walking around doing things and people hitting it and violating Yisurim accidentally. So I want to take it upon myself to redeem the Kedusha, if it has Kedusha, onto these monies. So he says, if it's a Shlamim, if it's an Ola,
right,
he has two things of money, brings two Karbanos on that tonight. So the Gemara says, before you even get to your question of a Baal Mum, the Gemara says, Kedusha as Haguf, Mimas Chalel. You can't be Poda Kedusha's Guf. Something that has Kedusha's Guf to it, you can't be Mischalel unless it has a Baal Mum. There's no Mum here.
I'm sorry. He's obliged to do it?
No.
He can just ignore it and...
He can ignore it. But this very nice guy, a Yasha guy, took upon himself, he wanted to do this. So the Gemara says, you can't just be Mischal. Let's say it does have Kedusha's Guf. Kedusha's Guf means that the animal is roi for the Mizbeach. It's been hektish. You can't just take that without, as you said, you can't just remove that Kedusha if there's no Mum. You can't just walk up to an animal like that. And the Gemara says, Hatzanan, the Mishnah tells us that this Mishnah appears in Maseches Me'ila. Ein Moel Acher Moel, B'Muktashin, El B'Behema, U'B'Klisharis B'Vad. There is no Me'ila after an initial Me'ila, meaning, once Mila is violated one time, that item now is chulin, and there's no second Isser Mila because it's chulin now. The only time there is Mila after Mila is when it comes to an animal which is a Kedusha's Guf, or a Klisharis which is a Kedusha's Guf. You can never be Mischal of that. You can have a cow that's hektish, and Reuven and Shimon and Levi all get hana from it, and they're all violating Isurim because you can never remove that Kedusha's Guf. And a guy that can't have a Klisharis, that's Kedusha's Guf, and it can be reused over and over each time they're in Isser Me'ila. So it says, Kesad, how does this work, says the Mishnah? Haya rochev agavi behema, b'chaveyu v'rachav, b'chaveyu v'rachav. Everybody rides this cow, that's hektish, kulam malu. They all get in Isser Me'ila because it's not mischalel. And haya shoseh b'koshazav, they're using a golden cup from the Beis HaMikdash. B'chaveyu v'yishasa, b'chaveyu v'shasa, kulam malu. So we see that you cannot remove Kedusha's Guf. So how could Rabbi Meir suggest above that if you see an animal walking that might be from the Karbanos, you could simply be mischal this? So the Gemara says, no, hahi Rabbi Yehuda, hi ha Rabbi Meir. There's a machlokas. The Mishnah in Me'ila that says you cannot be mechalel kedushas aguf, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now remember, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that b'mezid you cannot be mischalel. He limits what you're able to do.
Right, he's the opposite of
him. Mezid can't be mischalo. So he also says that you can't do Kedusha Zaguf. Rabbi Meir thinks, no, Mezid you can be mischalo, and you can also be mischalo Kedusha Zaguf. Let's look that inside in Rashi. Rashi says, around seven narrow lines up, Hahi Rabbi Yehudi. That's Rabbi Yehuda, the author of the Mishnah in Me'ila that says you can violate Me'ila multiple times on a Kedusha Zaguf. How do we know this? Midikatani ein mol acher moel. Fact that we say in that Mishnah, there's no Mila after a first offense. Alma mikama hu denafik l'chulin. Meaning after the first offense, on a regular hektish, it goes out to chulin, and the second guy doesn't violate an isser. Afa gav the shogegu. Right? Yehuda is the one who holds b'shogeg it is mischala. So now we're working within the world of Rabbi Yehuda. Di b'mezid l'kamila. If the guy intentionally use the Gamila, according to Behuda, there's no chil going on there. So we're in the world of Shogeg. V'hai svara l'Behudahu. D'shmas le'i d'amar masis and hektish b'shogeg mischal. Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Mishnah in Mi'ilah, and he's therefore the one who holds that something that has kedusha to guf, like a behemah, like a klisharis, it's not mischal, kedusha to guf. But now we can go back to the Mishnah above, a case of defining the animal, the Mishnah Shkalm, where you find an animal, that might be Rabbi Meir, says Rashi, Ha Rabbi Meir he, Hach Masnis in the Shkalm, the Mishnah that's found in Masech HaShkalm, the behemah shenimtes, ki Rabbi Meir, mokminula, Damar that he holds hektesh mischal b'mezid, that you're intentionally able to be mischalo, and therefore he says afilo kedusha zaguf nami mischalo. So fine, so everything works out well. He allows chilul of kedusha zaguf. Exactly, even without a balmum, according to Rabbi Meir, you can be mischalo kedusha zaguf. So Gemara says, wait a second here, that's a bit of a jump here. Midi Rabbi Yehuda nishma Rabbi Meir. Let's learn something from Rabbi Yehuda and apply it to Rabbi Meir. Lav Amar Rabbi Yehuda Hekdesh Bishogeg Mischalo. Rabbi Yehuda does agree that Bishogeg, you can be Mischalo Hekdesh. Yet he says, Kedush is a guf, lo Mischalo. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda does agree that there are instances where Chilul works, in the case of Shogeg. But he still draws a line that it doesn't work for Kedush is a guf. So say the same thing for Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir Nami, Av Agav the Hekdesh B'Mezid Mischalo. He agrees, but in the world of Mezid, you can be Mischalo Hekdesh. It's possible that Kedusha Zaguf lo mischalo. Maybe for Kedusha Zaguf it doesn't work. Maybe it's limited. Just like Rabbi Yehuda is limited when the chilul works, so to Rabbi Meir, the chilul is limited also. Doesn't it make sense that you can make such a jump of Rabbi Meir to Kedusha Zaguf? So Gemara says, no. Ha sam lo k'mechavin lafkuni l'chulin, ha k'mechavin lafkuni l'chulin. Rabbi Yehuda says, when you do b'mezid, b'mezid doesn't work, but b'shogig it doesn't work. B'shogeg, you don't have intent of being mechalit, but it works. But it's limited, because mitzad the gavra, for me, I'm not trying to accomplish anything. So there's less of a force, less of an ability to be mechal something, because it's done b'shogeg, there's no kavana. But in the world of Rabbi Meir, where it works only b'mezid, where only when I have intent, I have kavana to be mechal that, so I'm coming with a stronger force, so then it makes sense that not only does it work for Mezid, but it even works for Kedusha Zaguf, because I have kavana, and my kavana actually works according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda's chilul is a case of shogeg, where there's no kavana. I accidentally do this, so there's less force coming through, so it makes sense to limit what I'm being mechal.
It's a good svar.
Yeah, so that's what the Gemara says.
I like it.
Not my svar, but Gemara's svar.
Ricky agrees.
Okay. Fine.
I hope it sticks.
So the Gemara says, wait a second.
Oh, you see.
Amar. No. It's not rejecting this Svara.
Okay.
Amar, you have a good sense for Svaras. Amar, the Shmaslai, the Rabbi Meir, Bekachi Kachim, Bekachi Kalami Shmaslai. So wait a second. This might work only Kachi Kachim. So let's understand. Ola is a Kachi Kachim. Shalalim is Kachi Kalam. Maybe there's a distinction. So let's see.
Well, it's not going to be a Mischal, period.
Exactly. Maybe it won't work at all. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says now, Amar Le Hahu Merabanan, a particular Talmud Chacham, a particular Rav by the name of Rabbi Yaakov Shimei was his name. He says it's a Kal V'Chomer. What do you mean? Kadshe Kadshim Mischalim, Kadshe Kalim Lo Kol Shgeim. Kadshe Kadshim has more Kedusha. So if you can be Mischalel at Kadshe Kadshim, certainly you should be able to be Mischalel Kadshe Kalim. And that's the Kal V'Chomer, that it works on all types of kachim, and that's what it says further. Itmar Nami was said that Amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina, Omer Haya Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir would say, Hekdesh b'mezid mischalo b'shogeg ena mischalo. Like we've been saying, it only works intentionally according to Rabbi Meir, but it doesn't work b'shogeg. And the statement is an echad kachim kachim, echad kachim kalim. The Kavachomer, Kachi Kachim Mischalim, Kachim Kalim Lo Kol Shgeim. So in the end of the day, we conclude that according to Rabbi Meir, Mezid is a Mischalel, whether it's Kachi Kachim, whether it's Kachi Kalim, it works for Kedusha Zaguf. He does not require you to wait for there to be a Balmum. So now going to Nun Heim Beis. It's a short daf. These are hard concepts. These are foreign concepts.
It's Thursday.
Yeah. It's a lot, but I'm not getting involved in any of this stuff. We're just trying to get simple pshat when it comes to these sugyas here. It's hard enough to get this shot. So now the Gemara says, Tahi Bei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara oftentimes says, Tahi Bei by Rabbi Yochanan. Tahi Bei means he asked a question. He was trying to appreciate what was going on here. So Tahi Bei Rabbi Yochanan, he was asking the following question. V'chi omrin lo le'adam amud v'chata b'shul shetizake? Should we tell a person he should violate a sin in order to redeem the animal? I mean, this animal is not his. It's a random animal. So he's trying to, what's he doing? He's trying to protect either this animal or somebody else who might come along and misuse this animal not knowingly. He's protecting that other event, but he, in doing so, he's violating an aveira.
Right.
Because this is your point. There's an iser to be poda an animal if it's not a, if there's no baal mum.
Right.
You look at Rashi. Rashi said, "V'chi omrim lo adam, dechol behemos mizbeach asir lechalo tamima." Any animal that's roi for the mizbeach, there's an iser to be mechala when it's still tamim, when it's still pure, when it's unblemished. Shinemar, the pasuk says, "Im bebehema tmeya ufada berkecha." If it's a behemah tmeya and you redeem it, v'amar mar, what does it mean behemah tmeya? Behemah tmeya, a pig, you can't make hektish in the first place. There's nothing to be poda. So it can't mean a pig, it can't mean a donkey. What it means is, the Gemara Menachos, bevali mumim shenifdu akas medaber. A behemah tmeya means a impure animal, a cow that has a balmum. So there's a pidyon only when there's a balmum. But Gemara says, yachal yiftu al mum over. Maybe a impermanent, a temporary mum also could be poda. The Gemara says, no. So if a mum over, a temporary mum is not enough to allow you to be poldeh, certainly an animal without any mumim at all, you can't be poldeh. So there's an issim b'deraisa to be poldeh, a tumim animal. So how could they suggest, you see an animal in the field, in order to protect the animal and protect somebody else, I'll take it hit for the team, I'll get the aveira of being poldeh. That's not logical, it's not a sensible thing for a person to do. There are other sugars. I imagine the Rishonim connect this to the sugars in the beginning of Shabbos. Gemara and Shabbos talk about a situation that Rediyas HaPas. Rediyas HaPas is, they used to make bread, they place it on the inside of the oven walls, kind of like the way we make pita or lafa, and they'd peel it off. And it's called Rediyas HaPas. It's a special chachma involved in trying to get off the oven staying whole. So that's an Issim Rederbanan. So let's say a person puts something in the oven to bake, Erev Shabbos. And then he runs out, and he leaves it in the oven. Now it's going on Shabbos. So the Isser of Afia only applies when it actually bakes.
Yeah.
So if, let's say, they
were... done before,
let's say. Right, so if it's cooked but baked before, then there's no problem. Let's say it wasn't baked before. So he did it on Shabbos, or Mabish, Erev, whatever it was, Erev Shabbos, or on Shabbos itself. Right, the Rashash talks about a case, let's say I place something in the oven and take it out right away. Is there an Isser there? Of course not. So he says, let's say I place a seed in the ground, and I take it out before it takes root. Is there an iser in just placing the seed and nothing has happened? So there's machlokes, rashash, sefer chinuch, whether it goes about the maisa or goes about the totsa of something actually happening. So they compare it to the case of baking. Putting it in the oven, taking it out, there's no iser deraisa unless something has accomplished. So therefore some say so too with the seed. Even though placing the seed in the ground is an iser, it's only if it eventually takes root. If you take it out before it takes root, okay. So either way, so now this guy runs out of the house and he has bread baking in the oven. So can I violate the Isser Deraisa, Isser Midrabana rather, of Rediyas HaPas, in order to protect him from getting the Isser Skila of it actually baking? So that's what the Gemara discusses there. Right, so the first parak on Shabbos discusses this in Yonim. So why should I take an Isser Midrabana to save this guy? So those are sugyas when you find few places in Shas like this where...
No, you're talking about the seed, it's only the Deraisa, the Rabbanan for sure it's also.
Say that again, that what?
To plant the seed, and even if you plan to take it out, I'm sure there is some kind of a gate there that you shouldn't do it just in case you forget or something. Or
yeah, you know, so some say that... some say the seed itself, that's already a deraisa.
Right.
Others say that, no, that's not, it's a deraisa, but I imagine it still will be usher lest you leave it in the ground.
Right.
That's a machlok, it's sefer chinuch versus the rashash. Okay, so what Rabbi Yochanan says is as follows. Ela, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan... Mam tin la acha tumam. No, really, you're right. I'm not telling, no one's suggesting to be poda when it's time. You wait until it gets to Bamum. And then when it gets to Bamum, maisi shtei behemos umasna. Then that's when you bring the two animals and you say, if you have an ola and you have a shlamim, you say, if the animal here is an ola, so it's going to be mechal, and this animal that's an ola, and this other animal will be a shalme nedava. If the animal is a shlamim, so then it's going to be poda and this animal which is a shlamim, and the other ola will be a nidvas ola. That's the time.
You don't have to. This is, again, my certificate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Lefnei Mishur Sadin, you don't have to do this at all.
But this is more expensive because you have to...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
really
a air-looking guy,
yeah.
Listen, the Gemara Pesachim says, I mentioned this recent shiur, I can't remember where this was, that was in Daf Yomi maybe, that let's say I buy a house or rent a house, the contract says the seller clean the house for Pesach. He took care of Erev Pesach. I bought the house. It's mamish clean for Pesach. I come in the house and there's chametz all over the place. So now is it considered mekach talis? Can I go chase after him? I need to get a cleaning service now to clean my house. Can I chase after him to pay the costs? He promised me, he wrote in the contract that it was clean. So Gemara says that I have no right to chase him because a person, I, as the buyer, I like to use my own money in order to do mitzvahs. I'm very, very pleased to pay the $500 fee for the cleaning service and take care of my house, even though it's Erev Pesach. So you're also a person who has money. He loved to use it in order to do this mitzvah of protecting any Yisur.
But like they say, Shmutz is not chametz.
Shmutz isn't chametz?
I'm saying they probably did.
But, right.
Shady.
That's true. Well, the guy thought it was. He was the guy. The seller did. He was very genuine about it.
Right.
Okay. Gemara says, Amar Mar. Zecharim, quotes from what we said above. Zecharim Olos. So we said above that if you find a male animal, so it's a possibility it's an Ola and also a Shlamim. So Dilma Toda, if it's a male animal, it could also be a Karban Toda. A Karban Toda comes from a Zachar as well.
Demaisi.
Wait, Shlomim. We said Olos and Shlamim.
Isn't a Toda Shlamim?
It's a type of Shlamim, but we'll see in a second, if it's really a Toda, there's a difference between a Toda and a Shlamim. Even though Toda is a type of Shlamim, you need to bring 40 loaves of bread with you.
Right.
So Shtam Shlamim, you don't need to. So shouldn't you be concerned that it's also a Toda?
But that wouldn't be him bringing it. The whole idea of the Toda for the 40... No, it's not for him. It's for the other guy. If a guy is bringing the Toda... No?
Yeah, I hear someone else bringing a Toda for some other person. I mean, the same point would be, even though you're right, that Ola and the Shlamim, I don't need to bring an Ola and the Shlamim. He's bringing the Ola and the Shlamim.
This is mamish shlamim. This toda is mamish shlamim. The loaves of bread are for the person bringing the original shlamim to get the hanah. Already being mishtatet.
That's the part of the netziv and everything like that. Yeah. But still, if I want to, in case it is a toda, I have to have a toda for it to be podan. And once I bring a toda, I have to bring the bread as well, even though it's not really for me.
With the 40 breads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 40 bread.
Yeah.
But the shlamim also.
10 and it's different.
Exactly.
Right.
So the Gemara says, no, Einachanami, right? The Maisi Nami Toda. He also brought a Toda. So now he has an Ola, he has a shlamim, and he's a Toda. That he's Poda on all three. So then the Gemara says, Bahabai Lechem, but doesn't the carbon Toda have to have accompanied by bread? No, the Maisi Nami Lechem. He brings his 40 loaves of bread like you need to. The Dilma. The Dilma Ashimu. Maybe it was a carbon Asham. No, Ashim ben Shtei Shanim. You could tell this cow was only a year old. It wasn't 2 years old, so there's no concern. Vishakech ben Shanim, and he found a one-year-old cow. Vidilma, or really a sheep, I think. Vidilma Ashim Itzorahu, Ashim Nazirhu. These are can be a year old. So the Loshkech, it's not common that a guy's a Mitzorah, the guy's a Nazir, that you're going to come across an Ashim wandering around away from Yishalayim. Vidilma Pesachu. So maybe it's a Karim Pesach, it's a sheep. Why is it no? Pesach Bismano, if it's Erev Pesach, Bismano Karim Pesach, Mizer Zahri. Everyone's very, very careful, Bay. No one's going to lose their Karim Pesach. They're getting courage if they're not bringing the Karim Pesach.
There's so, Gemara's about the
right.
Pesach wandering off and what to do.
Very good. Very good question, actually. You must ask this question then.
It's true. You lost your party.
Right,
and
then he comes back.
I'm not sure, but the next part of the Gemara, they ask a question which is maybe similar. So if it says Bismano Pesach, so everyone's Zahir, Bismano. If it's Shlo Bismano, then it's a Shlamim. The way it works, the current Pesach, rest of the year. Right. So they ask here, I just saw on the bottom, similar to Harry's question, well, if they're always Zahir of the Pesach Bismano, how could you ever lose one Shlo Bismano?
Yeah.
So I know they give different answers here on the bottom, but a similar type of question. Okay, so either way, Bismano, it's a Pesach.
That's the same question.
And Shlo Bismano, they must have used the same swarm, I guess.
I guess.
Shlo Bismano, but you found that when it's not the right time, it turns into a Shlomim, and you already are bringing Shlomim. So the Gemara says, V'dilma b'chor meiser ninu. Maybe it's a b'chor, it's a firstborn animal, maybe it's a meiser behemah animal. The guy had his every year. You have to take all your flock and count every 10th animal. That's Maisa Behema. So maybe there's other concerns. You should bring a 4th animal and a 5th animal, a Bechor and a Maisa Behema. The Gemara says, L'mai Hilchasa. What's the nafkamina if it were to be a Bechor, if it were to be a Maisa Behema? What could you do with it? I mean, a Maisa Behema, you can't transfer to another animal. Only that animal is Maisa Behema. And a bechor, you can't transfer bechor to a non-bechor animal. It's either a bechor or not a bechor. There's nothing you could do with it. The only thing you could do with it is lemichlenu b'mumun. Once it gets a mum, then you could eat that actual animal. Well, ha'achanami b'mumun misachli. If the animal that you found is a bechor, you're waiting until it has a bamum. Now you could eat this animal as a chulin. And all the other animals, the ola, the shalom, and the tolda that you are stipulating on, does not actually get kedusha from the animal because it's either a bechor or ma'aseh behemah, and you simply bring them as nedavos. So you cover all your bases there. But in the end of the day, the guy's bringing a total of 3 animals and 40 loaves of bread.
He gives 3 answers for the question.
Oh, yeah? So what do they have?
One of them is that maybe the animal got sick, and then he was makdish, it got sick, and then he recovered.
Okay, I got that one.
The person got sick. The person was makdish. He got tame and he couldn't do it, so he couldn't do the korban.
He left the animal.
And the third one is that he did two. He was makdish two animals just in case one becomes tame. He did one and the other one he left.
So who stole from who? Same exact. Three hands, the same water.
Right.
Maybe it was the same region.
But he's quoting it. It could be a tosos, actually, the korban.
It is. It's tosos.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right. Okay. Beautiful. Fine. Says the Gemara now halfway down the page. Amar. Nekeva. So let's say you found a nekeva animal, female animal, ziv chay shlamim. We assume it's a shlamim because a nekeva can't be used as an ola. Again, ola is only comes from men or males. Chatas only comes from nekevos, and shlamim could come from either one. So if it's a nekeva, we assume it's clearly a shlamim, not an ola. But then the Gemara asks, dilma toda, toda could come from both. Maybe it's a toda. Demaisi toda, he brings a toda with him as well. Don't you need the 40 loaves of bread? Demaisi nami lechem, you bring the bread. So same situation if you find a nekeva. You only have 2 actually. In the keva, you have a shlamim and a tola. You don't have an ola. So you have 2 and 40 loaves of bread. The dilma, this is your question before. Dilma chatasi, a chatas comes from in a keva. Now chatas bashnasa, a chatas comes from a year old sheep. It's where you found a 2-year old female animal. And you can't be choshes, it's a chatas. Chatas comes from a 1-year old. But the dilma chatas shavar shnasa. Maybe it's a chatas that was lost for an entire year, or it could be it was the last few days of its year and its birthday came. Now it's a 2-year-old chatas. So maybe it's a chatas. No, lo shchiach. It's not common that you get lose an animal and it takes so long till you find it. But what happened is shakach bashnasa, mai. Let's say you find an animal that's only a year old. So it's possible it's a shlamim. It's possible it's a toda, but it's also now possible it's a chatas. So what do you do now? So Gemara says, mai. So they quote a brayse, Tanya, Chananya, Ben, Chachinai, Omer, Eiz, Bashnasa, L'chatas. A 1-year-old goat is used for a chatas. So what does that mean? What's he trying to say? A chatas hakadaitach? Dilma lav chatasi, v'heichi kreva. How can you bring it to a chatas? If I find a 1-year-old goat, what it literally says is, I bring this 1-year-old goat as a chatas. How do you know this is a chatas? It doesn't have a tag on it. It could be a shlamim, it could be a toda. So it doesn't mean you bring it as a chatas. Ella, Amar Abaye, you have to treat it like a chatas. What does that mean? You treat it like a chatas. Kon tzala kipa, you bring it out. You bring it into a little pen. You lock it up. V'meisa me'ela, you don't feed it and you let it die on its own. Because the halacha is, if you find that if there's a chashash of there being a chatas, there's nothing you can do with it because you can't bring a nedava of a chatas, and therefore your hands are tied. And if you find the 1-year-old female animal, you're stuck and just bring it to a kipa and let it die.
Right here it says gives that reason why it's lo shchiya chatas. That is avrashalata, because people think all you can do is kill it, you have to die. So people are careful, otherwise they lose all their money.